This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the speech coach for champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, of course, is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with lifestyle and fitness coach Linda Tanella. Linda is about helping people create healthy habits so they can lead happy and fulfilling lives. Linda Tanella, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So as a personal trainer, how do most of your clients view diet and exercise?
Well, most people I meet view eating healthy and exercising as a punishment, actually. Until you change how you view these things, it will always be a struggle to make this part of your life. We have to really help people understand that they have so much control over what happens to their bodies, not just the number on the scale, but things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, low energy levels, etc. These things can all be controlled with exercise and a healthy diet, as well as understanding that how you feel affects every area of your life, from work productivity to our relationships to being able to enjoy recreational activities with your friends and family. Everything is affected by how you feel each day. I also tell my clients it's so important to find a workout that you like and that fits your personality. So, for example, if you're a social person, you would probably enjoy a group fitness class over getting on the treadmill by yourself. You just need to make exercise fun, and there are so many options. You really have to find the one that fits your personality and lifestyle.
What are some ways we can add exercise to an already busy schedule?
Well, most people try to add exercise into an already busy schedule, and that just doesn't work. It becomes one more thing on your to-do list, and every time it doesn't get done, we feel guilty, and it can really start to add more stress to your life. The only way it's going to work is if you make it a priority, and sometimes that means giving up something that you are already doing now to make the time. So you have to say no to some things, like maybe going out with friends after work or turning off the TV earlier to go to bed so you can wake up earlier and get your exercise done. You really do have to stop and look at your schedule and reevaluate where you're spending your time. And I know if people look at their schedule and really take the time to do that evaluation, I guarantee they can find 15 to 30 minutes a day minimum to make time for exercise.
This episode of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. When it comes to running a business, a successful business that is, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure and data loss. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail every single week. I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. They back up more data than the entire written works of mankind from the beginning of recorded history in all languages. One advertising executive's company lost an entire bank of servers, which nearly brought their business to its knees. Then he found Mosey Pro. He says, "I was shocked at how fast it works, and their people know how to work with Macs as well." Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776 or visit MoseyPro.com today. So, Linda, why is it so hard to make healthy food choices on the go?
Well, Eric, the biggest reason that I have found is that most people just leave it to chance. They don't plan ahead to have healthy snacks with them or pack lunch. And then they're busy, find themselves hungry, and then they pull into the closest fast food drive-thru there is. if you're a business traveler and frequent the same cities often, you really should have one or two go-to places where you know you can get a good healthy meal. And if you're going to a new city, I always recommend do some research. All menus are posted online, so check the menus ahead of time and plan what you're going to order when you are there. If you leave it to chance, typically the choices are harder to make. More and more places are offering healthy options, and you can always even get a great breakfast at Starbucks. They have great oatmeal on the go. So there are definitely ways to do it, but planning is key and not leaving it to chance.
Oatmeal on the go. That sounds pretty good to me, and I didn't realize that, by the way, so that's new information. Now, today we are with lifestyle and fitness coach Linda Tanella here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. What other factors besides diet and exercise should people consider when trying to create a healthy lifestyle?
Well, two important factors that usually get pushed to the bottom of the list would be sleep and stress. As I said earlier, if you are trying to start an exercise program and a healthy eating plan, both of these things require time out of your day. So by just adding this in without eliminating something, chances are what you will be giving up is sleep. There are just so many hours in the day, and if you say you will get up an hour earlier to exercise but don't go to sleep earlier, this just makes you feel worse and not better. And lack of sleep almost always leads to making poor food choices. You're trying to make yourself feel better, so you go for the sugary treats to give you energy, and then you just crash again a little bit later. Stress is also something else that most of us just take as a normal part of a busy lifestyle, but if not controlled, can lead to many health issues, with weight gain being one of them.
And what are five things people can do to get started today, right now?
Well, number one, you have to decide. You have to make the decision that you're ready for change, and the reasons have to be yours. If you're trying to lose weight for someone else or just because all the magazines tell you you should, you won't stick with it for very long. Your why has to be so strong that when all your coworkers are having burgers and fries, you will be able to stick to your plan without feeling deprived. Number two would be planning and scheduling. This is key to success. Knowing what you're going to eat each day and having it prepared in advance is the only way to stay on track. So I recommend cooking ahead on the weekends. This way, when you run in the door after a busy day, there is always something healthy waiting for you. Along with scheduling your workouts, you should make an appointment with yourself like any other important appointment, and actually put it on your calendar, and the chances of getting it done are so much greater. Number three would be prepared for negative feedback and comments from people closest to you. You wouldn't think of this as planning for a healthy lifestyle, but if you suddenly start to turn down that after-work drink to go to the gym, it usually reminds others that they should be doing the same, and they don't like that, so they turn it around on you and tell you you're no fun anymore. And sometimes that peer pressure is really hard to take. Which leads me to the next point, number four. Sometimes you just have to make new friends. This is a hard one, but you really need to find the people who are living the lifestyle you want and hang around with those people. There are many busy executives and stay-at-home moms, for example, who are also trying to stay fit and healthy. Find someone who is doing what you want to do and copy them. Jim Rohn says you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and that is so true. Number five would be you need to commit. You need to make the commitment to yourself and then tell people this is what you're trying to do in your life. Find an accountability partner who will check in with you to see if you are doing what you said you would do. It's easy to let ourselves down sometimes, but we have a much harder time letting other people down. So finding a buddy to work with, exercise with, is really helpful. Knowing someone is waiting for you will get you moving to keep that appointment. So as you can see, there's so much more to this than just learning how to do a proper squat or a push-up. You really have to make the commitment and then make your fitness routine fit in with your life. And that means change in so many areas of your life. And that can be so hard, but it's so worth it. And without that, most people don't have success with just trying to squeeze in exercise and not looking at the big picture. It just typically doesn't last from January by February or March. You just say it's too hard, it's not working out, and that's the first thing to go. So you really have to make the commitment and fit it into your life, and the change will be so worth it.
We've been visiting with lifestyle and fitness coach Linda Tonello. Linda is about helping people create healthy habits so they can lead happy and fulfilling lives. And the website is lindatonello.com. Linda, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, brought to you by Mosley Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. We do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. You're listening to EPN.